Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 44, The Woman and the Dragon, Revelation chapter 12, verse 6 through 9. We've been talking about Mary and Jesus in the first five verses of Revelation 12, but there appears to be a change when we get to verse 6, especially as understood by prophetic futures. We've seen Mary and Jesus, but in verse 6, it states that the woman, who to date we've seen to be Mary, fled into the desert. Now, did Mary flee into the desert? Well, she and Joseph fled into Egypt after Jesus was born. But here it says the woman fled into the desert to a place prepared for her by God where she might be taken care of for 1260 days. Which I believe is half of the Great Tribulation period. Now, prophetic futures believe that the remnant of Israel will flee to the desert. They believe the woman now in verse 6 is Israel and not Mary. And they understand Bozrah to be the desert area. Bozrah is in western Jordan at this point, a time southeast of Jerusalem. Isaiah 63:1 says that the Messiah, Jesus, will return from Bozrah with blood stain on his garments, suggesting that he has rescued the remnant of Israel as he's had to battle that final battle of Armageddon. Verse 7, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. Really, the ultimate battle of the ages is in the heavenly realm, not on earth. And the battle is now reaching its height here in Revelation 12. It gets so bad, we see in verse 8, but he was not strong enough, meaning the dragon or Satan, and they lost their place in heaven. Verse 9, the great dragon was hurled down, the ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. The devil was hurled down from the heavenly realm into the earthly realm. From this time on to the end of the age, things get really bad. If you think it's been bad to date, it gets really bad now because the heavenly warfare has now become a warfare on earth. Prior to this time, Satan dwells in the heavenlies. At this moment of time, he's kicked out of the heavenlies and he's fighting his battle on earth. And we see that he has deceived the whole earth. He deceives all the nations on the earth. That is what the devil has been doing for all the ages. And the climax of this deception is now upon the earth. He was hurled to the earth and his angels with him. So not only was Satan thrown to the earth, but his demons, one-third of the heavenly realm, was cast to the earth as well. Folks, this is one horrible time. The battle of the ages between God and Satan is now fought on earth. This battle is going to get pretty intense from here on out. I should mention Daniel 11:41 in connection with verse 6 and the desert. In that verse, Edom, Moab, and Ammon seem to not comply with the Antichrist. Those three cultures is present-day Jordan. So if that is the case, this is why Bozrah in present-day Jordan, this is why the remnant of Israel can flee there, because Jordan is on the side of the Jews. And as it stands right now, Israel and Jordan have a peace treaty. It may very well last to this moment of time we see here in Revelation 12.